My guest on our program today, Andrea Gronau from The Bridge Home.
Yes, thank you for having me this morning.
Thanks for coming back. I didn't think you'd ever come back to visit. No, I'm kidding.
No,
I knew.
No, you were nice to me.
Andrea does development. She's the development manager with The Bridge Home.
Yes.
And The Bridge Home, people will say, well, that's in Ames.
Correct.
Well, yes, it is.
Correct. Our address is Ames, but we do serve the folks here in Boone County.
Actually, you guys have five counties altogether?
We have five counties. We do Marshall, Hardin, Story, Boone, and Greene counties. And we serve the population of folks that are struggling with homelessness, both adults and families.
Mm-hmm.
And more and more adults and families are struggling with this situation as our economy changes.
Well, let's put it this way. Yeah, the numbers have not gone down.
No.
It would be nice to go out of the business.
That's my goal.
It's not going to happen, I don't think. Just overall numbers for The Bridge Home continued to go up last year?
They did. Actually, last year, over all of our programs, we served over 3,750 individuals, which was a 56% increase from the year before.
Wow. Yes. That's a lot.
It is a lot. And we serve them in many different capacities.
Sure.
People think of us as just an emergency shelter, but we do have other programs. And here in Boone County, we don't have a physical location, but for folks that need emergency shelter, we use a local motel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pricey, and we have a limited number of rooms because of our budget. Mm-hmm. But that's the best we can do at this moment until we're able to secure a location here in Boone and staff
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
But we also have housing programs that folks aren't as familiar with.
Last year, you just started a kind of first of all, an outreach here.
Yes.
At the library.
Yes. Yeah. We have a monthly outreach at the library, and actually, some information came that there were some folks getting meals at a restaurant. So we had our specific outreach person come and mm-hmm. visit and see if we could help anybody that needed help there with resource bags as well. So we have a program where someone will come out and try to meet with the folks that may be struggling.
Sure.
So if you know of someone that is outside and needs help, you can give us a call at The Bridge Home and we'll take a look at it.
That's so we do have that going on at the library. And locally, last year you did start an effort here for working with at least one individual or one family.
In our supportive
yeah.
housing
yeah.
program,
yeah.
yes. Yes, and I believe we are adding another unit. Actually, in February.
Okay.
So we'll be adding another supportive housing unit. And our supportive housing program is for folks that are struggling with chronic homelessness and maybe have been homeless 3 times in 3 years or an entire year of their life. So it's for folks that really need that surrounding caseworker that helps them get to their meetings, get to their appointments, make sure that their bills get paid. And it's not a free ride, let's say. They have to pay 30% of their income, just like mm-hmm. anyone in the community would have to do. And they can stay in that program as long as they'd like. So as long as they feel that they need our services, we're there to help them walk alongside and kind of give them that hand up.
Is this because one of the questions that always comes up, people ask, is how can it be sustainable? And part of that is they have to buy into being part of the program.
Absolutely.
Your clients
do. Absolutely. And actually, that is the same with all of our programs. When someone comes into our emergency housing program, they have to create a housing plan with our caseworkers. And we've got 30 days to really have them figure out what they need, whether it's a missing driver's license, a missing birth certificate, whatever it is. We've got to figure out those bits and pieces and work with them to get them housed permanently and try to break that cycle. So it's not just 30 days of shelter, you go out and then you come back later. If you're not buying in to getting yourself permanently housed, you're going to be asked to leave because we need you to take a step up in your own
mm-hmm.
progress.
And that's one of the challenges I know for some in the past we've seen around here, being able to get people to take that ownership into their progress.
Yes.
And that's
That's part of growing up.
It is. It is part of that. And I'm guessing clients, you get them for a variety of reasons. Some, it just might be. The first thing I thought of was because of the news story going out of all the students that had to be relocated or evacuated the apartments because of the furnace issues out there. So I'm thinking, oh, no, now what?
Yes.
But they did. I mean, that's taken care of. But yes. there are, for a variety of reasons, people end up having to need some assistance.
Yes, it could be that they've gotten into an apartment that they truly can't afford and didn't understand that they couldn't afford, or they got in, they were doing well, and a sickness or a job loss led them not to be able to afford their apartment any longer, or they couldn't afford their rent. Because just because you have a house doesn't mean it's fit for human habitation if you don't have a heater in these cold temperatures.
Sure.
And anywhere across this county, there could be someone that has a house that on the outside looks perfectly fine, but the reality is that they don't have any heater, running water, and it's a struggle every day to survive when the temperatures drop. Those are someone that could qualify for our services.
So there are a number of ways, again, to provide assistance. So let's talk. We talk housing. What are some of the other things, though, besides that you help with?
Well, we have a program called Diversion, and we want emergency housing to be the absolute last thing someone needs to do. Mm-hmm. And when you're calling us, you're at the bottom rung. You know, you're at the bottom rung of your ladder, you're stressed, you're not maybe thinking clearly, and you haven't thought through all of your options. So our caseworkers are going to look at, maybe you've got a family member in another community and you don't have a car, they don't have a car, whatever it is, we'll get you possibly a bus ticket to your family member. But of course,
some way try to tie it.
Yes, yeah. We're going to make sure that person can afford to take you on, is willing to take you on. We're not just transporting people to cause problems, but we want to keep people with their support system. It may be such that just contributing to your household will allow your roommates to stay a little longer till you get your job back, or you get your couple paychecks in. So maybe a grocery gift card or a gas gift card to get you to your job so that you can get your next paycheck. And there's just lots of different things. Sometimes it's just conflict resolution with your roommate to let you stay a little longer until things kind of fall into place for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you work with other groups, Access, I'm thinking, and a few others like that.
Absolutely.
As well, that do end up sometimes having to relocate people for a variety of reasons.
Yes, we work with all the groups. Mm-hmm. Actually, the five-county region that I mentioned is labeled the Two Rivers region by the state. And it just so happens the Bridge Home is the lead agency in that region, and we work directly with Access and YSS and the VA with all of their housing programs, and we meet weekly to make sure people are getting placed into the open housing spots that we all have available.
I know a lot of people, like locally, think, well, we need to have a shelter here. Again, we've been through the experience a few times. Sometimes it's been the issue of keeping it sustainable.
And to talk about that, you know, to have that shelter, you have to have someone there at night, and almost 24 hours a day, you have to have someone available, and usually more than one person. And you've got to have the dollars to do that, and it's tough. And so that would be our goal of the Bridge Home, is to eventually have a shelter here in Boone. But we have to have the dollars to do that. And right now, that's just not possible for us.
I know that you get funding a variety of sources. Mm-hmm.
I will be straightforward that we have looked at federal funding to purchase spaces here, and it is on our radar, but we have to get those federal dollars in to help us and keep it sustainable.
There are things, that might get us the step there, but then continuing to operate and maintain it, that's a whole other
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely, and if anybody has ideas out there or suggestions, call the Bridge Home and ask to talk to Andrea, and we can look at it, we're open to suggestions.
No stone unturned, right?
Absolutely, because we want want to help people. The bottom line is we mm-hmm. want to get people housed permanently, and whatever it takes to do it, we're willing to give it a shot.
Do you get, like, through United Way? Is that one? I know
Absolutely.
The foundation. I know the Community Foundation.
Yes.
You've been successful there.
Absolutely. So. We are a United Way agency in both Story, Marshall, and Boone County, and we hope to continue that as well.
So, the Two Rivers region, pretty sizable area.
Yes.
And people will say, well, our homeless thing. You know, Ames, okay, yeah, it might have more homeless issues there. It's really, it's all over. And it can be, look at a variety of different ways.
Absolutely.
Too.
It's not the person that, the gentleman that's dressed ragged on the street corner. It's not that image. It's the families that got into trouble that have... COVID hit their family. They lost their job. They can't quite get on their feet. They've got an eviction on their record, and they're having a hard time finding someone to take a chance on them. They need to reach out to the Bridge Home and see what we can do to help them get housed and get back on their feet.
I know there was a lot of dollars were out there again with COVID, if they were unemployed, some of them have had a difficult time getting back to something that is affordable, that they can make money and afford to pay what they need to pay to keep living.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, our caseworkers are very good at helping folks take a look at what's available to them and how to work through that process.
Okay. So somebody locally, if they want to find out about, first of all, let's go with the assistance part of it. Make contact Bridge yeah. Home. I know you guys have a website.
And so call the Bridge Home. We are full a lot here. Our mm-hmm. Boone County motel rooms are consistently full, and we do have a turnaway rate here. And that can be frustrating for some folks that need assistance at that moment. But mm-hmm. it comes to how many dollars we have to keep our program running all
sure.
year long. And it's important for us to be here, especially in the cold winter months. So call the shelter, call every day. We'll work through it with you.
Or have, again, because I know some people will go friend to friend, mm-hmm. do the couch surfing kind
yep,
of thing.
Yep.
But if they need that help getting on their own 2 feet.
Absolutely.
That's another thing that people need to understand. You guys are there to help with that.
We are absolutely there to help with that and talk you through it and figure out what's missing.
Mm-hmm. Those that would like to contribute to support.
Absolutely. They can call the Bridge Home, look it up in the phone book, or thebridgehome.org on our website, and you can donate right there. Feel free to reach out and call me. My number and extension is right there mm-hmm. on the website.
It's on the website.
Give me a call. I will sit down. I have lots of information. I can walk you through yeah. our programs here in Boone County. I can, you know, really help you understand what we're doing and who we're helping.
So those that would like to help, I mean, you know, they can help financially, but others would like to volunteer one way or another. Are there ways to do that also?
Well, volunteering, it's a little slim because we don't have a lot of face-to-face
sure.
with our clients. That's why we have our caseworkers working. But they can reach
out to me. They handle that, yeah.
And I have some local churches that are putting together some resource bags for our clients and mm-hmm. helping us out that way. Because being in a motel, you need some extra things. So
sure.
we're working with some local churches to get some bags ready and some food, because again, food is an issue too.
Oh, yeah.
So we're working with the folks in your community to take care of those that are struggling.
So our numbers have continued to go up, unfortunately. Again, it looks like they are continuing, because the challenges now are, again, the economy and the cost of living. You might be able to have your rent and pay that, but might not be able to have enough for food or
something. On your utilities.
Like that.
I mean, it's a thing. So, yeah, we're there to help, and folks that need help should definitely reach out to us.
Five counties covered in there. What, 3,500 did you say?
3,750 last year.
That was just last year. And in a... Again, a variety of it might be unsuitable housing. It might be where they just had to leave or
yeah.
for a variety of reasons.
Yes, it's hard to judge. It's best not to. And
because I'm guessing each case is a little different.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes. And, you know, we have so many success stories, folks that... never thought they would end up in a position where they were homeless and got help and now are stable. And my favorite calls are folks that call back and want to donate or volunteer with us because they remember that we helped them when they were down. And that makes me so happy that they have become a success story.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, one of the things people will say, well, some people are homeless for, you know, maybe they were gambling or maybe they had other issues. Some have mental health related issues, but then you work with these other agencies to get them that assistance.
Absolutely. We have connection to all the community service organizations around and even those that aren't in this community to try to help. So
it's we hit. Like no stone unturned to help
absolutely.
Them out. Recidivism. I mean, people that have done it again. Once they get out of the program, like you said, the success stories. They don't have to come back. They get stable. They're able to move forward. But occasionally, some people, for a variety of reasons, might end up having to.
So we like to look at it as 90% of our clients do not have to return year after
good.
Year.
That's good.
We could also look at it as 10% may have to come back the following year to utilize our services. Mm-hmm. And some of that comes from we don't have enough supportive housing units for those that truly need that extra help, whether it's through mental health or whatever reason. We don't have enough of those units to help break that cycle. And so the more supportive housing units we can get out for folks that struggle year over year, then those numbers will improve even more.
So we're looking in Boone County. We're looking at adding another.
Correct. Yes. Correct.
Good. Slow but sure. We'll
absolutely.
Get there.
Absolutely. And that's the way to break that cycle.
And once again, we do have somebody at the library to do outreach and stuff like that. They come to the Erickson Public Library. I think people can go over there.
Yes.
What, second Monday or something?
I believe so. And they can reach out to Candy over at the library and set up a time so that we know they're going to come and meet. Mm-hmm. And
if you want to visit and just find out more about the Bridge Home. Too.
Yeah. If you need assistance, we're there. Yeah. Once a month.
It's a good way to find out, or at least, because some people, well, don't want to call. They don't really want to tell somebody. But if they can meet personally with them, that's a lot more. Because I'm guessing...
It's the hardest time of your life, really.
It is. And again, it's confidential.
It is absolutely confidential. Oh. Absolutely confidential.
Andrea Gronau has been our guest on our program today. She is development manager for the Bridge Home in the Two Rivers region, I guess we call it.
Correct. It's correct.
I remember reading that. and I know people get mailings from the Bridge Home. Again, check it because sometimes it's a news release or your newsletter.
Yes.
And it always has some interesting things about things that are going on. Jody always writes an article.
Yes, she does. Our president and CEO always has a great article in there. We always try to feature one of our success stories on our front cover so you can see that there's a real person that wants to share their story with us. And, you know, those are the ones I help put the newsletter together. And those are my favorite part of interviewing those folks that get to be on that front cover because warms my heart.
They do. And because it's been successful. Yeah. Everything that's been done.
Absolutely.
Has
you can
out.
Sign up if you aren't receiving our newsletter and information. Please go out onto our website and join our newsletter mailing list because there's lots of good information there about the poverty rates in our counties and those that are really struggling in our counties.
Sure.
And you can learn a lot too.
Yeah, we all of a sudden you'll realize there are a number of people that do need sometimes that little helping hand, that little step to go up.
Absolutely.
Bridgehome.org?
Thebridgehome.org.
Okay, that's easy to do. Folks, you can find that. I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. And again, people, if you want to find out, go onto the website if you can. Go to the library. If you're at the library, you can look it up on the website there. A lot of people have devices. They can check it out. But information is available on how to assist with homeless issues locally and through the Two Rivers region. So we really appreciate you taking time to come and visit with
us. Thank you for letting me come share, and I encourage anybody with questions to give me a call.
And we look forward to keeping updated on our new support coming up here in February.
Absolutely.
Thank you.